Reach up. From self-conscious to God-conscious. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. Self-conscious consumption with status, talent, and rank blinds us from seeing the possibilities of God. This study will help you develop a faith that compels you to reach up and take hold of God's power to help you break through any barriers that stand in the way of God moving through your life. Opening questions: awareness. Do I embrace or resist God's path to purpose? Faith. Do I believe in God's possibilities over my human limits? God conscious. Do I rely on the Bible to build faith and pursue God's purpose? Awareness. Do you embrace or resist the path to God's purpose? While he was passing by, he noticed a man, who had been blind from birth. Two of his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?" 3 Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed and illustrated in him." John chapter 9 verses 1-3 amp. Just as this man was known to have been blind from birth. Every person has a built-in weakness in their life. Our built-in weakness is one that no human plan or effort can overcome alone, and this what places each person on common ground. The purpose behind our built-in weakness is our pathway to discovering God, knowing God, and understanding our need for God. When we ignore or harden to our weaknesses, we are no longer conscious of God's power and purpose working in our lives, and become humanistic and self-conscious about how our weaknesses limit us or how they make us look and feel. Examine if you are self-conscious, humanistic, or God-conscious, spiritual. If you are aware of God's pathway to his purpose or resist embracing it. Self-conscious, God-conscious, problem-focused, purpose-focused. The disciples focused on what? Blindness. Jesus focused on the who? This man. Fault-finding, faith-building disciples focused on his failure. Who sinned? Jesus focused on God's purpose. People-obsessed, God-centered disciples only saw people. Parents. Jesus focused on God's miraculous power. Reach up. Do you believe in God's possibilities over human limits? For we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. 5 As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, giving guidance through my word and works. 6 When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with his saliva, and he spread the mud, like an ointment, on the man's eyes. 7 And he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated, "sent." So he went away and washed, and came back seeing. John chapter 9 verses 4-7 amp. Jesus came here to be the light of the world. He guides us through his word in the Bible. Do we let Jesus guide us when we face challenges? When life seems hopeless, when we feel powerless. The blind man was humble and vulnerable in letting Jesus guide and lead him. He allowed Jesus to put spit and mud on his eyes. He listened to Jesus and didn't argue back with cynicism or skepticism. He obeyed Jesus without resistance. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being. But God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust him more, for along with every trial God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 TPT. God believes our challenges are an opportunity for us to trust him more, to be closer to him. God conscious. Do I rely on the Bible to build faith and pursue God's purpose? 35 When Jesus learned they had thrown him out, he went to find him and said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" 36 The man whose blind eyes were healed answered, "Who is he, Master? Tell me so that I can place all my faith in him." 37 Jesus replied, "You're looking right at him. He's speaking with you. It's me, the one in front of you now." 38 Then the man threw himself at his feet and worshipped Jesus and said, "Lord, I believe in you." John chapter 9 verses 35-38 TPT. What is your attitude towards the Bible? Are you doubtful or eager to turn to scriptures to build your faith? Because the healed blind man was receptive and eager to believe, Jesus reassured and reiterated to him just how close, present, personal, and available he was to build the man's faith. What would it take for you to be wholehearted in, throwing yourself, completely into the scriptures, to become God-conscious rather than self-conscious? God-conscious. 3 Decisions to reach up and rely on God. For they turned away from faith and walked away in fear, they failed to trust in his power to help them when he was near. Psalm chapter 78 verse 22 TPT. Are we humble and vulnerable with God? Or are we prideful and self-conscious towards God? Decision number 1. Our heart, Romans chapter 10 verse 10. Do I respond to the word? We must uproot the sin that keeps our hearts from having room for the scripture's decision number two. Our faith. John chapter 6 verse 29. Do I rely on the word? Turn to the truth of scriptures to build internal strength. Decision number 3. Our purpose. John chapter 4 verses 34 to 35. Do I make the word attractive? Obeying the scriptures makes God's purpose attractive to others.